living in right now, that we would be able to stand out, that you have touched our lives, Lord, and that everyone would be able to see the man of God as he walks by, the woman of God as she walks by, and know that Christ is the one leading their lives. I pray here this day, Lord, that you bring an influence on all of your sons and daughters here this day to want more of you, Lord, to hunger and thirst for righteousness, Lord, so that you would be able to fill us of your Spirit, Lord. In the name of Jesus, we thank you. We love you. And we all say in one accord, amen. Let's give the Lord a good clap offering right there where you're at. Amen. It's a time to get excited. It's a time to anticipate God doing a mighty and powerful work. Amen. Not so much in the church building, but in your life. In your life, amen. Let's give him some more praise and worship here this day. If you say, Pastor, that's me, I know he's doing something new and something fresh, amen. You may have your seats as the worship team has their seat as well. Great job. Like to welcome everybody here on this beautiful Sunday morning here that are in attendance in the house of God. And we also want to welcome you that are viewing through Facebook Live, amen, there from your very own living room, car, wherever you may be at, and hearing the word of the Lord here this day. I believe the Lord has given me a word, an in-season word, for the days and the times that we are living in right now, amen? It's such a great time for the Christian, for the church, the region, the work of Victory Outreach International to stand out in these darkened times that we're living in. Many might view the times that we're living in as bad news, but I'm coming with the good news here this day of the gospel of the truth and the words of Jesus that says he's close to returning for his church. Tell your neighbor and say, that's good news. That's good news, amen. But before he returns, he wants to make sure that every man, every woman had an opportunity in being saved and having a personal relationship with him. And that's why it's so important for your life and my life, those that are viewing through Facebook, that we make the right moves. Amen, that we make the right move so people will be able to recognize no longer us, like the song said, but more of Jesus, be able to recognize Jesus within our lives. Once again, we're in a new theme, a time to recognize Jesus. There's never been a greater time than now in recognizing Jesus. We might not be able to recognize what's taking place in the world right now, though it's in the Lord's word. But if you pay close attention to the message today, you will be able to recognize what Jesus is wanting to do in and through your life. You see, what's important here this day is not what the world is doing, but what the Lord is doing. That's what's important here this day. It's what the Lord is doing right now. We serve a living God, and I'm excited because I know something is about to break loose in the church of God, in the man of God, in the woman of God that's been praying, that's been staying in position all these years, that something's about to break loose. within the house of God, within your life, within my life, that the world has never seen before. That the world has never seen before. Something great that God is going to display before the lost and the bound through the vehicle called you and I. And I could see if God came down and did something great in the clouds and everybody was, wow. But what he wants to do is something great in your life. For he can get the recognition and the glory and the honor that you and I had nothing to do with it. We're not that good. But it was all God. His plan from the very beginning. Through the course of time, from the early church now to the end time church. It's a good time to get on board if you're not on board yet. Amen? I was quickened here as we were worshiping the Lord right now on the two scriptures that the Lord placed in my heart for the church of Victory Outreach Milwaukee. And I'm going to give them in an order, first going to the one in Genesis. Amen. Chapter 1, verse 28. This is the promise for your life and my life, the life of the church, of this church, Victory Outreach Milwaukee, that we cannot forget. And the Bible reads, then God blessed them and said, them, not only Adam, but Eve as well. There's some women right now the Lord wants to bless. Amen. Then God blessed them and said, be fruitful and multiply. We're in a season right now where God wants his sons and daughters to be fruitful in order to multiply his kingdom, to bring a growth not only to the local church, to the region, internationally, but to bring a growth to the heaven. A growth unto heaven, the kingdom of heaven. And so we cannot forget that within those blessings, right now I know the Lord is wanting to bless a man and a woman financially. I'm going to start speaking it. And you may not even know it's you yet. Because maybe you still can't be trusted yet. So you're probably saying he's talking about somebody else. But he could be talking to you here this day. Through a changed life. And I believe with all my heart that there's men and women right now in the church. That what you're making at your place of work is not going to stay the same. Is Pastor now speaking prosperity messages? No. I'm speaking Genesis 1:28, the word of God. For your life and my life and the life of the church. There's men and there's women that God's going to start raising up. Out of right field, somebody's going to give you a call about a job. And the way you're going to know it's the God, it's a job from God. It's not just by what it's going to pay, but it's going to fit around God's schedule for your life. This is how you're going to know it's from God. Because the enemy's in the business of blessing people also just to curse people. And he'll give you that job with more money, but works against the schedule of God, works against the hours of God in the church, in ministry, and so forth. So we're looking for some high-paying jobs coming around the corner, some perfect high-paying jobs, amen, that you're going to know is from God. Because there's a kingdom that he wants to build. And he's going to have to bless men and women in order to do it. But we can't forget that he is the blesser of the blessings that he's about to bestow upon your life. And that's why Genesis 1:28 can't be separated from the other promise the Lord gave our church found in Hebrews chapter 3, verse 4. And the Bible reads, "For every house has a builder." How many have built something before, amen? Put a little something together, amen? That allowed you to feel that you were about something, amen? We got to catch the second part. "For every house has a builder, but the one who built everything is God." You want God to use your life to build the temple of God? Amen? He first got to bless you. And you can't forget who built everything, including you. He even built you. Everything he did in the beginning, in the book of Genesis, he said that it was good. That it was good. So here, before I get into the message, I want to speak the blessing scripture of Genesis, but I also need to give the scripture found in Hebrews with the word of caution, that once the Lord starts blessing your life, that we not forget who blessed our lives, who positioned our lives, who set us free, who gave us the favor to get that job. Because there was a time when the most needy employer didn't want nothing to do with you and I, amen? As we get into this morning's message, amen? Matthew chapter 12, verse 42. The Bible reads, "The Queen of Sheba will also stand up against the generation on judgment day and condemn it. For she came from a distant land," tell your neighbor, distant land, "to hear the wisdom of Solomon. Now someone greater," the word in Hebrews, amen? "Now someone greater than Solomon is here right now. But you refuse to listen." Let's pray. Father, we thank you. We love you. Give you all the glory and all the honor. We not only open our hearts here this day, but we open the two ears that you have given us to hear what the Spirit of the Lord is saying to the church, not just to say, but for the church to respond to the one that is speaking, that is greater than Solomon, and that is here with us this very day. In your precious name we pray, and we're all saying one accord, amen. We see the promise of God in Genesis, the word of God in Hebrews of caution, and then we see the word found in Matthew speaking on Solomon. I'm going to speak on Solomon today. As great as he was and as wise as he was, opening scripture says that now someone greater than Solomon is here. Amen? Let's go to the story found in 1 Kings chapter 10, verses 1 through 10. I once again want to thank everybody on Facebook Live from whatever city, state, country you're listening from here this Sunday. We welcome you and we pray that you be blessed, that the Lord minister and speak to your life right there where you're at. And the Bible reads, when the queen of Sheba heard, tell your neighbor heard, of Solomon's fame. We know that Solomon was the son of David, amen? Which brought honor to the name of the Lord. She came to test him with hard questions. She arrived in Jerusalem with a large group of attendants and a great caravan of camels loaded with spices, large quantities of gold and precious jewels. When she met with Solomon, she talked with him about everything she had on her mind. Solomon had answers for all of her questions. Nothing was too hard for the king to explain to her. When the queen of Sheba, I need the in and out of doors to stop. They need to stop. When the queen of Sheba realized how very wise Solomon was, and when she saw the palace he had built, she was overwhelmed. She was also amazed at the food on his tables, the organization of his officials and their splendid clothing, the cupbearers and the burnt offerings Solomon made at the temple of the Lord. She explained to the king, everything I heard in my country about your achievements and wisdom is true. Verse 7 says, I didn't believe what was said until I arrived here and saw it with my own eyes. In fact, I had not heard the half of it. Your wisdom and prosperity are far beyond what I was told. How happy your people must be. What a privilege for your officials to stand here day after day listening to your wisdom. Verse 9 says, praise the Lord your God, who delights in you and has placed you on the throne of Israel. Because of the Lord's eternal love for Israel, he has made you king, so that you can rule with justice and righteousness. Final verse. Then she gave the king a gift of 9,000 pounds of gold, great quantities of spices and precious jewels. Never again were so many spices brought in as those the queen of Sheba gave to King Solomon. The title of the message is A Time to Recognize Jesus by Hearing and Seeing. A Time to Recognize Jesus By hearing and seeing. It tells us that we need to be alert with what God gave us to work with here this day, which is not only our ears to hear the word, but our eyes to be able to envision it and see it taking place within our personal walk with the Lord, within the ministry that we're part of, the church, our marriage, our children. It's important. A time to recognize Jesus by hearing and seeing. Verse 1 reads, when the Queen of Sheba heard of Solomon's fame, which brought honor to the name of the Lord, she came to test him with hard questions. And I open up with a question of my own to the church and those viewing through Facebook here this morning. Is your recognition, is your testimony bringing honor to the name of the Lord? Queen Sheba had heard of Solomon's fame, a fame that wasn't a worldly fame as they have in Hollywood. There's even gangsters in the city that got a fame for being the baddest gangster in the city. There's even a gang called God's Disciples or Gangster's Disciples, something like that. But Solomon's fame, even though he was the wisest man, his fame brought honor to the name of the Lord. He was under the blessings. He was under the wisdom of God. And he was still able to bring his fame to honor the Lord. It's what the Bible tells us here this day. Queen Sheba heard about his fame. Somebody obviously had gone beyond hearing about Solomon's fame, but they had seen it. And I believe it was a trustworthy person that Queen Sheba trusted in and said, you got to go see what King Solomon got going on up there in Jerusalem. My head's spinning right now. I thought I was going to fall out. If I fall out, you pick it up, Pastor Felipe. I went, it's called, what do you call it? I'm not claiming it, but they say it's called vertigo. Hijuela. All right, I'm back. You ever gone on the merry-go-round as a kid and it goes fast, and you get off and you're dizzy. And that's why we do it, to get dizzy. I got it back. I'm back. Until I fall out, I'm not dying. It's just vertigo, amen? It's able to drop you, amen? Praise the Lord. Is your recognition, testimony, bringing honor to the name of the Lord? The fame of the life of Solomon. And I believe a servant of Queen Sheba came and gave him a word. And even though she was the queen, I believe the servant came back with a word between the lines. He actually didn't tell her like this, but said, Solomon got something going on better than what you do. And a curiosity stepped into her life, even as a queen that came with authority and power and wealth, had to see what Solomon had going on there in Jerusalem. Solomon's fame and recognition had a great influence upon her life, even though she was a great distance away from Jerusalem. Just simply by what she heard brought an influence into her life that she had to make the trip to Jerusalem. By simply what you're hearing on Facebook live here this day should bring an influence within your life that says, I got to make the trip to Victory Outreach Milwaukee. I got to be there in person. I've been hearing about some things taking place. I want to see it for myself. Solomon's fame and recognition had a great influence on her. It drew her in to come and check it out, what Solomon was up to. The Bible records that she came from a great distance. Ask me, how great was that distance? When I went to my little maps in the Bible, it was 1,500 miles away. She did not come by, what's the name of some of the airplanes? America, West American, United. She came by camel. 1,500 miles away, she came by camel. I said, okay, I wonder if she had a fast camel or a slow camel. Being that she was the queen, I think she had a fast camel. Amen? A lot of fast camels. She came with a crew. She was the queen. So as I looked it up, I said, how long would it take for that to take place? Well, whether you have a slow camel or a fast camel, what I found that it's a journey, a trip that takes anywhere from 3 to 7 years to make. And that was through tough terrain. You want to speak about influence? She had everything she wanted and then some right there where she was at without making the trip to Jerusalem. But something stirred within her life when she heard of Solomon's fame that brought honor to the name of the Lord. I believe that's what drew her to make the trip all the way to Jerusalem, because the fame of Solomon brought honor to the name of the Lord. It's important what we do and what we say and what we listen to, that it brings honor to the Lord. Solomon's words had power. They had influence. He not just had stuff. He had God, the favor of God upon his life. And because of that, when he would speak, there was an influence that would come forth from his life that honored God. She came seeking truth. I place here in my notes, traveled 1,500 miles, 3 to 7 years. She came seeking a truth simply based on what she heard about Solomon. Simply based on what she heard of the fame of Solomon that gave honor to God. She just had to find out, here I put, for herself, of what was said about Solomon's kingdom. She had to find it out for herself. Her hearing it didn't bring her a satisfaction. It just influenced her to the point of making a trip that would take 3 to 7 years and a lot of finances on the going and coming back from Jerusalem. It was a round trip on camelback. Question. Is there any hard questions in your life that you would love to have the answers for right now? She was influenced. She was coming to test him with hard questions. Not just any questions that anybody could think of to try to trip somebody up. But there were questions that came from a queen. I believe she was highly educated. And she had this long list of hard questions to see and test Solomon if he was everything they said he was. She had 3 to 7 years to come up with these questions as she journeyed to Jerusalem. Has life brought you to the place where there's some hard questions right now within your life taking place? Questions that you not have the answer for. Questions such as, why is this taking place in my life right now? I don't deserve this. I shouldn't still be at the same place. I've been saved for 5, 10, 20, 30 years. Why am I still at the same place? Questions. Why are my children lost and bound? Questions. Hard questions. Why would they even think of doing that? Questions. Why is my marriage in the state it's in right now? Questions. Hard questions that you wish you had the answers for so that you could change what is taking place within your life right now and go forward in the things of God, the call of God upon your life. See, if you have enough questions within your life that cannot be answered, it will hinder to the point of stopping you in serving Christ. Queen Sheba had questions. I believe, you don't say in the Bible, I believe she had some general tough questions. And I believe as Solomon started answering them all, she says, man, if he knows those, man, I believe she started giving some personal questions within her life that she had, even though she was the queen in control with riches, a good name. There were some things that were taking place in her life that she didn't have the answers for, even with the title of a queen. Is there any hard questions in your life that you would love to have the answers for? Queen Sheba had some. I have a question here. How far are you willing to go in seeking God's kingdom to get the answers for your questions? Queen Sheba was willing to travel 1,500 miles by camel. It wasn't really to test Solomon. I believe she had some inner needs, even though she was the queen, that no one had the answers for. I believe she was a desperate queen. And her fame and her wealth and everything just couldn't do what she needed done within her life. I believe some of you are doing great here this day. But underneath everything, the job, bills getting paid, there's some voids, there's some questions within your life that you need answers for. That's why our walk is one of faith. How desperate here this day are you wanting the questions within your life to be answered by God? How far are you willing to seek God? In having these questions within your life answered, so that you can once again be that man of God, that woman of God that is going forward in the things of God. You have these answers now that others that are lost and bound are still lying as questions within their lives. But you now have the answer by seeking God. How far are you willing to go in seeking God to answer the questions within your life is my question here this Sunday morning. Too many give up. And you can give up if you want to. That's the easy way, but you'll never get the answers to life. More importantly, to your life. Anybody can give up. There was something when Queen Sheba heard the news and the fame of Solomon that stirred her. She knew how far Jerusalem was. She set out because I believe she had some personal questions within her life that needed to be answered. Even though her title was one of a queen, she humbled herself. See, seeking God will always call you to humble yourself. Seeking God will tell you and I, we can't do it. But too many still want to make it look like they can do it, like they got it going on. How far are you willing to go in seeking God's kingdom? She was willing to go that far in seeking Solomon's kingdom. How far are you and I willing to go in seeking God's kingdom? I put here, your recognition is found in recognizing God. Your purpose is found in recognizing God. Your recognition, that's a 5-star point there, amen? It's simple, but it's powerful. Your recognition, too many people want to be recognized, but through the state of pride. Here, King Solomon was being recognized as famous from a queen 1,500 miles away. That his fame was one that brought honor to the name of the Lord. Your recognition is found in recognizing God. Your purpose is found in recognizing God. Same difference. Matthew 6:33, familiar scripture says, seek the kingdom of God above all else and live righteously, and he will give you everything you need. Janie, I'm walking. Seek ye first the kingdom of God. Key above all else. Above all else. Man, there was times I would seek the dope bag. Oh, my God. I would seek the dope bag, amen. I would OD 15 times all these years in prison, and I had a seeking with me in my life to get high that couldn't be stopped by nobody. Not even death could stop my wanting to get high. It took my life over where I would seek addiction. With money or no money, I would walk from one side of the city all the way to the other side of the city for a nickel bag. How far are you willing to go in seeking God's kingdom? He ain't gonna leave you all messed up in some street corner in some prison cell. He's got a call upon your life to bless your life, to use your life. How far are you willing to go in seeking God's kingdom and getting the answers for your life? How far are you willing to go? How much are you willing to put up with? In the world, we got ripped off over and over. We got lied to over and over. But in church, you get looked at the wrong way, and you leave the church. Pastor don't say hi, and you leave the church. Your car don't want to start in the morning, so you can't come to church. Do it walking. Get on the bus. Call somebody from the church. Your car is not the only car in the congregation. There's more camels. But the reason we give up so easy and don't want to go the extra mile is because we're seeking God. And what he has to offer you is not dope. He has a life of abundance to offer your life. There's a call that he wants to give you upon your life, but it's going to call for you being changed by seeking God. Your recognition will come from recognizing God. You want to be recognized for doing evil, for getting drunk, getting high, and putting it on Facebook? Go for it. If that's the type of recognition you want, and throw a scripture in there. A kiss, a little heart, and all that stuff. And one of these, it don't work. You got to seek God. Question. I'm accountable for everything I say, and I'm going to preach the gospel. Are you willing to travel 5 minutes around the corner to check out if it's true of what people are saying about you? Those viewing on Facebook, is driving to church taking 5 minutes too long of a trip? It wasn't for Queen Sheba. Well, Pastor, she was the queen. She had it like that. Yeah, but she had to go travel 1,500 miles. You just got 5 miles to travel, and you got a car. It's time some of you start getting back in the temple of God, seeking God. Yes, Facebook is good when it calls for it, but it's calling now, the gospel is calling us for us to get back to church. Because you can hear the word from your house, but to apply it in the church, can't do it. What's the name of that character that has long, stretchy hands that can stretch? Stretch hands? You better be the right one because you're making me look bad. Everybody on Facebook's watching. Stretch Armstrong. Huh? Stretch arm? Chris, are people willing to travel 5 minutes around the corner to check out if it's true what people are saying about you? I put here, a changed life in Christ gets recognized. My whole family didn't want nothing to do with me. In a short period of time of being in church and slowly but surely changing, my whole family was at my wedding with my beautiful wife 22 years ago, 23, something like that, amen? They all flew. My dad don't fly. He drove a car all the way from South Texas to be there for my wedding when there was a time where nobody would do nothing for me 5 minutes around the corner. A changed life in Christ that brings honor to God gets recognition. Godly recognition, not Facebook recognition, not Facebook likes, Facebook comments. Are people willing to travel 5 minutes around the corner to check out if it's true what people are saying about your changed life? I put here, your life should stand out powerfully. Your life should stand out powerfully if your life is bringing honor to God. He will bring favor to your life under the heaviest of circumstances. He will bring a favor. He will bring His grace that is not deserved by you and I. When we live a life that honors God, He will allow you to be recognized by even your enemy. Verse 4. We might go over a little bit today. Praise the Lord. Amen. How far are you willing to go? Amen. Queen Sheba, 3 to 7 years. I might keep you an extra 15 minutes. Amen. In verse 4, the Bible reads, when the Queen of Sheba realized how very wise... She didn't hear how wise he was. Now she realized. When Queen Sheba realized how very wise Solomon was, and when she saw the palace he had built. Two things here I want you to see. First, she realized how very wise Solomon was. But the greater two is the second one. When she saw the palace he had built. I have a point here this day of the problem of the church of today. This is the problem of the church today in general. Amen? There's too many wise Christians. They got one. They got the wisdom. There's too many wise Christians not helping build the temple of God. I think what really blew her away, she said, finally, I found someone wise that is able to apply his wisdom in building something as the temple of God. Man, when I was in prison, man, there was jailhouse lawyers and there was jailhouse preachers. I mean, they could preach the gospel in prison. They were jailhouse lawyers. They knew all the codes, all the loopholes, but yet they were in prison. Jailhouse lawyers, jailhouse preachers. Something that stood out about the life of Solomon, he just didn't have godly wisdom. There was an application of it. When she saw the palace he had built, it wasn't a wisdom that just stayed in his brain, a head knowledge. It had feet that went along with it. That's the problem of the church today. They're wise. They can quote scripture. They can quote all the books in the Bible. Amen. I can't do it. That's the problem with the church today. You've become very religious. You've learned a lot of things, but it's time to apply what we have learned in the building of God's temple. In verse 6 and 7, the Bible reads, she exclaimed to the king, "Everything I heard in my country about your achievements and wisdom is true. I didn't believe what was said until I arrived here and saw it." Tell your neighbor, "and saw it." She heard it. That was a step. But now she saw it. "Until I arrived here and saw it with my own eyes. In fact, I had not heard the half of it. Your wisdom and prosperity are far beyond what I was told." Verse 6 says that everything she heard was true. She tested Solomon, and she came to find out that he just wasn't an ordinary king. But verse 7, I like verse 7, says, I didn't believe what was said until I arrived here and saw it with my own eyes. And I have another 5-star point here that says, we can be wise and speak the truth. We can be wise and speak the truth, but there's just some things that got to be seen in order for us and others to believe. She had heard, just by the hearing of the fame of Solomon, got her to travel 1,500 miles, not believing. Not believing. She went 1,500 miles not believing. I believe there's some watching on right now that you've gone a long ways with Jesus and you're still not believing that he can get you out of what you got yourself into. She really left not believing, traveled 1,500 miles. And what allowed her to believe was being able to see it. By being able to see it. That's why we just can't be a hearer of the word, but we got to be a doer of the word in order for others to see it. Because there's some family members, I believe, here that are tired of hearing how good you're going to do soon. And you're going to promise for the 20,000th time. Over and over and over. They're tired of hearing it. They're not believing you. They want to see it. Because talk is cheap, the world says. Talk is cheap. That's pretty heavy when you can be wise and speak the truth, but there are just some things that got to be seen in order for us or others to believe. You know what allowed my life to believe coming out of prison the next day in church? I was in the back row. I would see gang members in there, some active, some inactive guys, all tattooed. You know, our brother, Brother Mondo just went to be with the Lord. And I told him one time on how he influenced my life and how he made a difference. I was brand new in the things of the Lord straight out of prison. We were having a regional in San Jose there with Pastor Ed. And I had seen the crowd we had at Salinas, but when we went to the regional, my very first regional in San Jose, I remember Mondo being an usher, and he just happened to have the spot right next to where I was sitting. And I seen this man all sleeved down, tattooed, broken, worshiping the Lord as an usher. And when I looked at him, I said, man, that cat looks like, I'm not knowing nothing about Jesus, amen. I said, he kind of looks like one of the guys that I did all the years in prison with. And something about the text and the story of his life that I knew he had done time also, but there was something about the raising of his hand and the brokenness that brought an influence to my life. He was a stranger. He didn't know me, and I didn't know him. And it would be years and years later at a conference, I would go to him and I would say, hey, Pastor Malta, hey, man, I just want to let you know, man, that 10, 12 years ago, you influenced my life as an usher by being broken and worshiping the Lord. You don't know what that did for me. You see, I was able to see it. I was able to see it. I was able to recognize God in this man's life. Even though he wasn't saying nothing, worshiping the Lord, a broken vessel, broken, tattoos all over the place. And I was able to recognize where the man had been and that God was with him and he was grateful. I saw the news of him passing away and he was loved by everybody. And I remember him as one of the first men that influenced my life by having tattoos, hands raised, and broken. I was able to recognize that God could even change guys coming out of prison. You want to be recognized? Recognize God. It was in him recognizing God that allowed me to recognize him. That years later, I would bring honor to his name and tell him, thank you, just for standing there, saying nothing, and honoring God for me to be able to see it for myself. Your testimony in this church is very important. The way you carry yourself in the rehab is very important. People are looking your way. It's important that we go beyond having a suit and a tie and every hair in place. She says, I didn't believe what was said until I arrived here and saw it with my own eyes. Verse 9. This is what happens because the theme is recognizing God right now. Amen. And verse 9, Queen Sheba says, not Solomon. Solomon is just listening to what she's conversating with him about. And Queen Sheba says in verse 9, because now she believes, because she was able to see it, not just hear it. And Queen Sheba goes on to say in verse 9, because she didn't just hear it, but she was able to see it. Praise the Lord your God, who delights in you. He was being recognized now. But she came all the way to see Solomon. But all of a sudden, she's saying, nah, this is too much for one man to do. There's got to be an involvement of a God taking place within his life. Praise the Lord your God, who delights in you and has placed you on the throne of Israel. What she was saying, you didn't do this. God's done this for your life. I came to recognize you, but now I'm able to recognize that this is the hand of God upon your life. Because of the Lord's eternal love for Israel, he has made you king so that you can rule with justice and righteousness. This is what takes place when you're able to hear and be able to see. Her hearing and seeing brought a praise, I put here, of recognition unto the Lord. Now the Lord's being recognized. So you see, a time to recognize Jesus. She checked out the palace. She heard everything. She checked out the goats, the sheep, the food that was on the table, the clothing they wore, the joy of the people. But all of a sudden, all these things allowed Queen Sheba to recognize that it was God, not King Solomon. Her hearing and seeing, which brought believing, brought a praise of recognition unto the Lord. I put here in my notes with the circle, wow. Another question, is your life bringing recognition to Christ? Or, as Queen Sheba put it, is your life bringing a praise unto the Lord? Who you been praising? Is your life bringing praise to Christ? I put here in my notes, when you're able to praise Jesus, you're able to worship him. Your praise, thank you, Jesus, for saving me. Thank you, Jesus, for getting me out of prison. Thank you, Jesus, for taking me out of death over and over and over. Praise you, Jesus, I praise you. But we can't forget what Hebrews says. For every house has a builder, but the one who built everything is God. If you're able to praise the Lord, you should be able to worship the Lord. Verse 10. And when you're able to praise and worship, verse 10 says, then she gave. See, when I was praising, worshiping the things of the world, I gave towards it. Amen? I gave big. $5, $20 on Friday, couple of hundred every day. My life, ODing over and over, I gave everything. Everything, prison, street corner, eating out of a trash can. Because I was praising and worshiping the work of darkness. I gave everything. I gave everything. But started off, praise, man, let's go party. Let's go, ooh, we're going to go party. Let's go party. Let's go party. How many know that was a lie? Guys hooked on heroin and crack, it's not called partying. It's called bondage now. I've never seen a guy on crack or heroin or alcohol with one of the little party hats and brant, man, the little thing that blows in and out, because it's such a good party they're at. They got the little party hats, a little piñata in the background. Then she gave. When you're able to praise and worship Jesus and know that He's the one doing the work in your life, and your life is able to bring honor unto the Lord, you're willing to give also. Everything you see up here has been done and prepared for a time like now. Beautiful, beautiful property we have. There's many men and women out there lost and bound right now. But it starts with us, you and I here, you and I here on Facebook. If you want to be recognized, you need to recognize Christ. People need to see your life and my life and bring praise unto the Lord. And saying, I want what he has. I want what she's got. But in order to get that recognition, your life's got to honor the Lord. Your life's got to honor the Lord. Well, you can say, well, King Solomon was the wisest man. And he was. And he was. But just to prove that it didn't start off like that, 1 Kings chapter 3, and getting ready to close. Everybody staying focused. See, this is King Solomon mature now and had it going on. But in the real beginning, when he was chosen, amen, he was a little child. The Bible reads, now this is the beginning of Solomon being called to be the king. Amen. And the Bible reads, now, O Lord, my God, you have made me king instead of my father David. But I am like a little child. In other words, he was saying, I don't have the wisdom to run this kingdom. But I am like a little child who doesn't know his way around. And here I am in the midst of your own chosen people, a nation so great and numerous they cannot be counted. Give me an understanding heart so that I can govern your people well and know the difference between right and wrong. For by himself, he is able to govern. For by who by himself is able to govern this great people of yours? The Lord was pleased that Solomon had asked for wisdom. In your prayers lately, what you've been asking for? What have you been asking for? If you continue to read there, he goes on to say, because he asked what the right, he says, because you pleased me, you asked for what was right, he gave him riches, he gave him all that other stuff. Follow, seek ye first the kingdom of God, and everything else will be added unto you. So I asked the congregation, those viewing through Facebook here this day, how far are you willing to go in seeking God, in fulfilling the call upon your life, to the point where you'll be able to praise Him, to worship Him, and to give everything from your life? Romans 12, 1 and 2 says that's our reasonable act of worship. for all that he has done for us. I believe the Lord has spoken here this day, and he has challenged us to go a little bit further in receiving the answers for our individual lives, the church, the region, and the international work of Victory Outreach Ministry. As the worship team make their way forward, please. Religion just hears the word, says amen, and continues to do everything the same way. A lot of people going to church this Sunday, all throughout the city. There's no shortage of churches, but there is a shortage of workers. People all over the city going to church today just to hear the word, leave the church, get back in their car, and the same old as usual. And they fail to recognize Jesus through a whole service. They fail to believe that he's here with us. Why? Because they can't see it. They can't see it. Our church needs to grow in the proof that the favor of God is upon our lives. People are done hearing what you claim. They want to see it. They want to see it. I want to see it. God wants to see it. The lost and bound want to see it as we stand this beautiful day. God answered young Solomon's prayer in the real beginning of his kingship. The Bible records that he was famous, because his life honored God. Long time ago, Pastor Ed spoke about he was going to make our ministry famous. It was a heavy word he gave. I know where he was coming from now. Because usually when you use the word famous, it's a pride thing. But does not the church that belongs to God, should it not be famous? Of what God is doing, should that not be a famous work? Shouldn't it not be famous that the work he's doing is in a nobody people like you and I? Should that not make God famous? And what he's able to do in one's life, of what mom and dad couldn't do, the prison system couldn't do, addiction, gang violence. God deserves all the glory and all the honor this day. He deserves to be famous throughout the world. And I believe there's a location called Milwaukee, 1204 South 61st Street, that he just don't want to kind of be known, but he wants to be known as famous in that man's life, in that man's life, in that woman's life, and that woman's life. At the real end, Queen Sheba recognized that it was God, not Solomon. Whatever the song is, love, whatever the song is. Right there where you're at, just want you to raise your hands right there where you're at. How far are you willing to go to be part of this church, to answer the call of God upon your life? Do you really feel you've done everything?
Fill me with your fire.
How about seeking God? How about seeking God? because He will bless you. He will keep you. He will use you no matter where you've been, no matter what you've done. God is here, and He has a purpose He wants to fulfill in and through your life. Don't allow sin to be recognized. Allow God to be recognized. Allow your life to be recognized as one that honors God.